All right, let's dive in. Today, we're looking at AI and how it's changing the way businesses get things done.
Yeah, it's really fascinating stuff.
We're going deep with this white paper, Transforming Process Orchestration with AI Automation.
Lots to unpack there.
For sure. So for folks who maybe aren't super familiar, what exactly does process orchestration mean? Like in a business sense?
Good question.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we hear the term thrown around, but...
Yeah. It can be a bit jargony. Basically, imagine all the different parts of a business, all those moving pieces. Process orchestration is how it all comes together, how those parts are designed to work smoothly to reach a goal.
Okay, so AI comes in and like supercharges those processes.
Exactly. And we're not just talking about simple automation here. The white paper has some pretty compelling examples.
Oh, I'm all ears.
Well, for instance, let's take banking. AI is being used to catch fraudsters, but it's not just, you know, flagging a transaction over a certain dollar amount.
Right.
It's way more sophisticated. We're talking about machine learning algorithms that are constantly analyzing massive data sets, looking for subtle patterns, things that would totally slip past a human.
So it's like AI is becoming this like hyper-vigilant detective.
Pretty much. And what that means for you and me? Every day, banking becomes safer.
Peace of mind, for sure. I like that.
Absolutely. And then you look at other industries, like insurance. Think about filing a claim, all that paperwork, the waiting.
Ugh, yeah, not fun.
AI is streamlining all of that. It's using natural language processing, NLP, to just pull out the key info from documents instantly.
So no more waiting weeks for someone to manually review everything.
Exactly. Faster payouts, a much smoother experience all around, and that frees up human agents to handle the really complex cases.
Makes sense. It's like AI taking care of the routine stuff so humans can focus on the stuff that needs, well, a human touch.
That's a great way to put it. And it's not just those industries either. Think about telecommunications.
Yeah.
We've all encountered those chatbots on websites.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, a lot of those are powered by AI now. They can answer questions, troubleshoot problems. Some can even escalate issues to a human if needed.
So no more waiting on hold forever. That's a big win for customer service.
Absolutely. It's 24/7 availability, personalized responses, and the company saves money too. It's a win-win situation.
I'm seeing a theme here. Efficiency and better customer experience. Sounds like that's a major impact of AI on business processes.
Definitely. But it goes deeper than that. We're also seeing AI unlock huge value for businesses in other ways.
Like what? Tell me more.
Well, think about employee productivity. AI can take over all those tedious, repetitive tasks that we all hate. Data entry, paperwork, things like that.
And that frees up humans to focus on more creative, strategic work.
Exactly. Right? Work becomes more engaging. People are happier.
Okay. Yeah, I see that. It's not just about replacing jobs. It's about changing the nature of work itself.
You got it. And then on a bigger scale, think about decision-making for a company. AI can analyze tons of data, finding patterns and trends that humans might miss.
It's like AI can help businesses make smarter choices based on real insights.
Precisely. Better forecasting, more strategic planning, and the ability to scale those AI solutions as the company grows.
So we've got AI fighting fraud, speeding up claims, improving customer service, boosting productivity, and even helping businesses make smarter decisions. It all sounds very promising, but I also have to wonder about the flip side. What are some of the risks of incorporating AI so heavily into business operations?
You're right to be thinking about that. There are definitely challenges that come along with this kind of transformation. One thing is the potential for disruption. You can't just flip a switch and expect everything to work perfectly.
So careful planning and a thoughtful approach to implementation are crucial.
Exactly. And then there's the issue of data quality. Remember, AI is only as good as the data it's given.
Right. Garbage in, garbage out.
Exactly. If the data is bad, the AI's output will be unreliable. So businesses need to be really diligent about cleaning and validating their data.
So it's not just about having the coolest AI tech. It's about having good, clean data to feed into it.
You got it. And of course, cybersecurity becomes even more important when you have these powerful AI systems handling sensitive data.
So it's almost like a whole new set of digital defenses are needed to protect these AI-powered systems.
Right. AI is a powerful tool, no doubt, but it's crucial to approach it with a balanced view.
This is giving me a lot to think about.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like AI is not just a tech advancement. It's a fundamental shift in how businesses operate, how they compete.
You're right on the money there. It's happening across all industries, and it's only going to accelerate.
So where do we go from here? We've just scratched the surface of what AI can do.
Yeah.
In part two, we'll delve into the future of AI-powered process orchestration.
Definitely looking forward to that. We'll discuss some key takeaways for businesses and individuals alike.
Right, because this isn't just about companies, it's about all of us. AI is going to impact the way we work and live in profound ways.
Absolutely.
Until next time, folks, keep exploring, keep learning, and stay curious about the world of AI. Welcome back. We're diving deeper into the world of AI and process orchestration.
Picking up where we left off. Yeah.
Exactly. We talked about how AI is already making waves in various industries. Now I'm curious, what's next? Where is all this heading?
Well, one area that's really exciting and maybe a little mind-blowing is the integration of even more advanced technologies, like quantum computing.
Quantum computing. That sounds like something out of Star Trek.
It kind of is, but it's becoming more and more real. Quantum computers, they can tackle problems that are just impossible for our regular computers to handle.
Wow. So what does that mean for AI?
Well, it could lead to some major leaps in AI's capabilities. Think about analyzing data, making predictions, even more sophisticated problem solving.
So AI is going to become even more powerful and insightful.
Exactly. And for businesses, well, that opens up a whole new world of possibilities.
Oh.
Imagine AI that can optimize entire supply chains in real time or create hyper-personalized marketing campaigns.
It's like AI is going to become this, like, strategic partner for businesses, helping them make decisions at a whole new level.
That's a great way to put it. And we're already seeing this happening in some really innovative ways.
Oh, I'd love to hear some examples.
Okay, so let's take manufacturing. There's a big push towards using AI for predictive maintenance.
Predictive maintenance? I'm not familiar with that.
Basically, you have sensors on machines collecting data, and AI analyzes that data to predict when a machine is likely to break down.
So instead of waiting for something to break and cause huge delays, the AI can give you a heads up.
Exactly. You can schedule maintenance, minimize downtime, keep things running smoothly.
That's pretty incredible. What other areas are seeing this kind of innovation?
Healthcare is another big one. AI is being used to personalize treatment plans based on a patient's medical history and even their genetic makeup.
Wow. So AI could help doctors make more informed decisions about a patient's care.
Exactly. And in the world of customer service, well, we're moving beyond those basic chatbots. Now you're seeing AI-powered virtual assistants that can really understand complex requests, even anticipate customer needs.
It's like they're becoming more human-like in a way.
In a way, yeah. It's all about creating these really seamless, personalized experiences that build customer loyalty. And these are just a few examples. There's so much happening in the world of AI right now.
It's definitely exciting, but I also can't help but think back to our conversation about the potential risks. As AI gets even more powerful, do those risks become amplified as well?
That's a valid concern. The more we rely on AI, the more important it becomes to address those risks head on. Cybersecurity, for example, is going to be even more critical as AI systems become more complex and handle even more sensitive data.
And we also talked about the need for responsible AI development. That seems even more important as AI becomes more sophisticated.
Absolutely. We need to ensure that AI is used ethically in a way that benefits society as a whole. That means thinking about its impact on jobs, privacy, and even our understanding of what it means to be human.
Those are some pretty big questions. It feels like we're standing at this really important moment in history where we have the opportunity to shape the future of AI.
And I think that's a powerful thought to leave everyone with. The future of AI isn't set in stone. It's something we create through our choices and our actions.
So as we continue this journey into the world of AI, we need to be mindful not just of the incredible possibilities, but also of our responsibility to use this technology wisely and ethically.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive, from understanding what process orchestration even means to exploring how AI is changing the game across industries. Now, what are some of the key things we should remember? You know, like, how does all this apply to, well, anyone listening, no matter what field they're in?
That's a great question. I think it's really about understanding how to leverage AI and navigate all the changes it's bringing. We've seen how AI is transforming businesses, banking, insurance, retail, healthcare.
Yeah, and it's clear that this isn't just some passing tech trend. This is a fundamental shift in the way we work.
Exactly. So whether you're a CEO or just starting out, staying informed about AI and its impact is crucial.
So takeaway number one, AI is here to stay. And it's a big deal. What else should we be keeping in mind?
I think one thing is that there's no one-size-fits-all solution when it comes to AI. Each business needs to carefully consider its own specific needs and goals before jumping on the AI bandwagon.
Right. Figure out how AI fits into their unique challenges and opportunities.
Exactly. Find the right tools and strategies for leveraging it effectively. And of course, we can't forget about data. We talked about garbage in, garbage out, and that's really important for practical AI implementation.
So data quality is key.
Absolutely. That's our third takeaway. Businesses need to invest in cleaning, validating, and monitoring their data. Make sure the AI is working with accurate and reliable information.
So even with the best AI tech, if you feed it bad data, you're going to get bad results. It's like building a house on a shaky foundation.
Yeah, a great analogy. And building on that idea, implementing AI properly really requires a strategic and well-planned approach. It's not just about buying some software and hoping for the best.
So what does a good AI implementation look like? What are the key things?
You need a clear roadmap, a realistic budget, and a team that understands both AI and the business. And maybe most importantly, you need buy-in from everyone involved, from the top down.
Right. Everyone needs to be on board or it's not going to work.
Totally. It's about communicating the benefits, addressing concerns, providing training.
Okay, so we've got a lot to think about. Understanding AI, finding the right applications, data quality, strategic planning. Is there one big takeaway, one overarching thing we should leave our listeners with?
Yes, and it might be the most important one. AI is powerful, but it needs to be used responsibly. We need to be mindful of how it impacts jobs, privacy, our values as a society.
It's like we're at this crossroads, and we get to choose the path forward.
I like that. AI is not just technological advancement, it's a societal one, and we all have a role to play in ensuring that it's used wisely and ethically.
So keep learning, keep asking those tough questions, and remember those ethical considerations. This is really just the beginning of the AI revolution, and it's going to be an incredible journey. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.